KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, some light rain or sprinkles outside the KJAN studios. And at 64 degrees, we look for scattered showers and storms today, a high of 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair, located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news, officials of the Creston Police Department report three Creston residents were arrested Saturday at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. 34-year-old Erin Wallace was arrested for domestic assault. She was later released on $300 bond. 30-year-old Ian Adamson and 37-year-old Ronnie Abel, both of Creston, were arrested Saturday for trespass. Their bonds were set at $1,000 each. And an Ankeny man reported to Creston police Saturday evening that sometime over the last month, someone vandalized his truck while it was parked at 901 North Birch Street. Parts were also removed from the vehicle. The loss was estimated at $2,000 altogether. In state news, the Iowa Department of Human Services is facing scrutiny from legislators as it tries to implement rules for the state foster care system that it says will better protect children. As the agency strives to make changes it says are necessary, lawmakers are pushing back against the efforts and criticizing the agency for focusing on small fixes. The criticism follows high-profile child abuse cases last year, which led some lawmakers to say the agency is no longer credible. The newly proposed foster care rules change guidelines for child placement agencies and alter rules for hazard protections, bedrooms, and such details as pet waste disposal. The process for those rules to be enacted requires a public notice period until May 16th, during which lawmakers and citizens can voice their opinions. An apartment building fire has displaced 14 residents in Marshalltown. The fire was reported at around 11:20 p.m. Friday at the Villager Apartments. It took firefighters 4.5 hours to control the blaze in the three-story building, which dates back to the 1870s. No injuries to residents or firefighters were reported. The fire cause was being investigated. In April of 2013, an accidental fire that started on the third floor of that same apartment complex caused an estimated $75,000 in damage. Police in central Iowa say they've uncovered a large theft ring, which the suspect stole nearly $60,000 in construction tools and equipment. Ankeny police told Des Moines television station KCCI that they found the stolen goods were in a storage unit. Police say they found hundreds of stolen tools taken by one man they believed had been targeting one specific business. No arrests had been made or charges filed by the weekend. John Philgreen, project manager for J Corp of Huxley, says that builds commercial and residential projects for around the central Iowa, says several job sites have been targeted by thieves. Police say they try to patrol dozens of construction sites across the city, and in the next few weeks, they'll be rolling out a new initiative using surveillance technology. Authorities are investigating the death of a man who was taken into custody after a fracas at a Dubuque bar. Police say officers were sent to Shannon's Sports Bar at around 1:45 a.m. Sunday to check a report of a man assaulting customers there. The arriving officers found the man to be restrained by customers. Police Chief Mark Dalsing said the man resisted as officers tried to take him into custody, so they used pepper spray on him. He became compliant and then they handcuffed him. Dalsing said that after the man was handcuffed, he became unresponsive. Officers began CPR and called for medics, and the man died later at a hospital. His name has not yet been released. An autopsy has been ordered. An Iowa City employer of a bail bondsman shot to death at the office where he worked is offering a $10,000 reward for information about the shooting. Lederman Bail Bonds is making the offer as police continue their investigation into the death of 34-year-old Jonathan Weisler. Company co-owner Josh Lederman said Weisler worked at Lederman for 6 years handling the Johnson County office, largely by himself and doing administrative and managerial work, in addition to posting bonds. The company is also creating a memorial fund in Weisler's name to offer college scholarships to the children of Lederman employees. Weisler was found dead April 23rd in Lederman's Iowa City office. An autopsy showed he had been shot. No arrests had been made in connection with his death. An Iowa City man charged with sexually assaulting numerous students and employees on the University of Iowa campus plans to use an insanity defense. Court records show an attorney for 34-year-old Adam Weinstein filed notice that Weinstein will claim insanity, diminished responsibility, and intoxication when his case goes to trial later this year. Weinstein is charged with third-degree sexual abuse, 4 counts of assault with intent to commit sexual abuse, and 3 counts of harassment. Police say Weinstein sexually assaulted, groped, and harassed at least 8 women on the U of I campus during a 15-hour period on November 10, 2015. Police say the incidents took place at the University Hospital near residence halls and the law school. A Mount Vernon native and Cornell College alumnus has given $1 million to the Iowa College for a science facilities expansion. Jerry Ringer, a retired ophthalmologist in Bloomington, Illinois, and his wife Carol donated the money for the college's $35 million science facilities project. Ringer said he attended Cornell because of its reputation for pre-med studies. The project will more than double the college's STEM space, with the construction already underway of the four-story Russell Science Center and renovations of West Science and portions of Law Hall. In just under 2 years, the college has exceeded $32 million in gifts toward the project. Ringer is one of the longest-serving members of Cornell's Board of Trustees, including serving as board chairman from 1999 to 2002. The Iowa Board of Regents has hired a Washington search firm to help in its search for the next president of Iowa State University. The board said it had selected AGB Search. Regents Board Director Robert Donnelly said the firm has a track record of doing great work in assisting in the hiring of university presidents. AGB has been charged with developing the position specification and search timeline, as well as identifying potential candidates and receiving nominations and applications for the position. The firm will also communicate with prospective candidates, facilitate candidate interviews, and conduct background checks on applicants. AGB will be paid $110,000 plus expenses. The search is to replace Stephen Leith, who is leaving ISU to become president of Auburn University. Dubuque County has installed a camera to live stream footage of a pair of peregrine falcons that have returned to nest on a sixth floor ledge of the courthouse. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources Wildlife Diversity Program technician Pat Schlarbaum says the birds of prey are one of nearly 20 nesting pairs in Iowa. They were once listed as an endangered species. Dubuque County staff are live streaming footage of the nest on YouTube, which contains three red potato-like eggs. The camera is located behind a window that looks out onto the ledge. The birds first nested in the courthouse in 2015, but high winds blew two eggs to the pavement. Staff installed a nesting box shortly after that. The peregrine falcons returned in 2016, but they didn't nest there. Well, Virginia State Police have charged a Georgia trucker with reckless driving after an accident on Interstate 80 that killed two people from Iowa. The accident happened at around 6 a.m. Saturday as traffic had slowed near mile marker 307 in Frederick County, Virginia, because of an earlier accident involving a tractor trailer on the shoulder of the road. The driver of that truck, 34-year-old Milan Pavlyenkov of Chicago, was charged with improper stopping on a highway. As police were investigating that crash, a tractor trailer driven by 55-year-old Carl Paris crested a hill and came upon a slowed traffic. Paris was unable to brake in time and rear-ended a 2013 Mercedes, causing a chain reaction involving five vehicles. The driver of the Mercedes, 46-year-old Mikhail Shmedai of Iowa, and his 12-year-old son Timothy both died at the scene of that crash. Well, the Iowa Board of Regents is considering tuition hikes, at the state's three public universities next school year to help offset millions of dollars in budget cuts. The proposal would increase in-state base tuition for undergraduates by $216 for the 2017-18 academic year at the U of I, ISU, and University of Northern Iowa. ISU and UNI officials requested the increase be applied across the board, including for international, out-of-state, graduate, and professional students. The move is expected to generate an additional $7.1 million at ISU and $2 million at UNI. The U of I officials have requested a 3% increase for other tuition classifications. That would increase base tuition for non-resident undergraduates by at least $1,078, generating an additional $16.5 million for the U of I. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network, and TV and cell phone repair, located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.